Standing in solidarity with Israel. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News.
We stand strongly for the proposition that Israel has not only the right, but the obligation to defend itself.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken, on his third visit since Hamas's terror attack started a war in Gaza.
When it comes to the protection of civilians who are caught in a crossfire of Hamas's making, that everything be done to protect them and to bring assistance to those who so desperately need it.
Standing next to Israel's president, Isaac Herzog, who says they urged Palestinians to get out before troops went in with
6 million text messages and 4 million phone calls and 1.2 million pamphlets.
But officials in Gaza say more than 9,000 Palestinians have been killed, over a third of them kids, as Israeli forces keep battling Hamas militants and Palestinians. They're out protesting in the West Bank.
The great concern is that there is so much anger now across the West Bank at what is happening in Gaza, that these protests will be more violent than perhaps they have been in many years past.
Fox's Jonathan Hunt near an Israeli base on the edge of Ramallah. The House has approved $14 billion in military aid to Israel, though a dozen Democrats joined Democrats in support.
Senate Democrats say the bill is dead on arrival in that chamber, while the White House says President Biden would veto it. The president wants Congress to pass his $106 billion request for aid to Israel, Ukraine, and Taiwan, while also funding enforcement efforts at the U.S. southern border as one complete package.
Fox's Ryan Schmelz at the Capitol. The president will today go to Lewiston, Maine, the scene of last week's mass shooting that left 18 people dead. He'll meet with survivors, victims' families, and first responders. In New York, Eric Trump will continue testifying at the Trump Organization's civil trial. He and his brother, Donald Jr., have distanced themselves on the witness stand from the company's financial statements. Their father, the former president, calls the case rigged, denying his company committed fraud like the judge already ruled. America's listening to Fox News.
My dad has a cold, but also has high blood pressure. That's why I got him Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure for fast, powerful nighttime relief. Unlike some ordinary cold medicines, it's specially formulated for people like my dad. NyQuil High Blood Pressure is sugar-free, alcohol-free, and decongestant-free.
Vicks NyQuil High Blood Pressure. The nighttime sniffling, sneezing, coughing, aching, fever, sore throat, cold and flu for people with high blood pressure.
Like my dad.
Medicine. Use as directed.
Jesse Kelly here. Do you feel protected? My personal protection plan is owning gold. The Oxford Gold Group helps you buy gold to have on hand or convert it into your 401k. If things get weird, I have gold on hand. I like that. You can buy coins or convert part of your 401k with the Oxford Gold Group. It's easy and safe. 833-995-GOLD. That's 833-995-GOLD. 833-995-GOLD.
10 months after Tyre Nichols was killed in an encounter with police in Memphis, Tennessee, one of the five now ex-cops charged takes a plea deal.
Desmond Mills Jr. in court in Memphis Thursday, switching his original plea to guilty to federal and later state charges in the beating death of Tyre Nichols during a traffic stop in January.
Today was very difficult for me because this was really the first time I actually heard somebody tell and say what they actually did to my son.
Nichols' mother, Rovon Wells, the family is suing the city of Memphis. We're told federal and state prosecutors agreed to recommend 15-year prison terms for Mills. When he's later sentenced, the deal likely hinges on Mills testifying against four other former officers who previously pled not guilty in the case. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
In Washington, D.C., a 12-year-old boy is in custody, suspected in a deadly carjacking.
His 13-year-old accomplice was shot and killed by the man they tried to carjack, but the 12-year-old took off. He was caught on surveillance video, and a picture from that was circulated by D.C. police. His own mother recognized the boy in the picture and turned him over to the cops. At a hearing, the judge said there was enough evidence to hold the boy for carjacking until a court appearance next week. Jill Nato, Fox News.
The man they tried to carjack turned out to be a U.S. Marshal in his car. Later this hour, we'll get a key update to the job market.
Economists are predicting that the October jobs report will show a slowdown in hiring and wage growth, with employers adding at least 170,000 jobs, which is down sharply from September's much stronger than expected tally of 336,000 jobs.
Fox's Hillary Barsky. The October unemployment rate expected to remain 3.8%. On Wall Street, ahead of that report, stock futures are mixed. The Pittsburgh Steelers kicked off week 9 of the NFL season with a 20-16 win over the Tennessee Titans on Thursday Night Football. I'm Dave Anthony. This is Fox News.
And local news, Illinois launching the next round of funding for Illinois Electric Vehicle Rebate Program. This round runs through January 31st. The program offers a $4,000 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric passenger vehicle or a $1,500 rebate for the purchase of an all-electric motorcycle. Open enrollment's underway for the Affordable Care Act Health Insurance Marketplace. Illinois residents will have an additional month to enroll in a health plan through January 15. Department of Insurance says there's now 12 issuers offering ACA Marketplace health plans in the state. One person hurt following a crash on I-55 in Macoupin County. State police say a semi rear-ending another on I-55 south of Staunton Road. One of the drivers sent to the hospital. Crews were called to the scene to clean up grain that spilled into the roadway. Police and fire spent hours at the scene trying to find out the cause of that accident. But again, the good news, there were relatively few injuries. You're up to date from the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hey, good morning. It's Friday. Diane Ducey's there.
Good morning.
I am right here. Sawyer's right here. So every year we do the same thing. Why do we have to change the clocks? You know? I don't know.
I don't like it. I don't like it either.
I just, pure and simple. I like the extra hour, but I don't like giving it up in the spring. So can we call it even and not do it?
Sun's sometimes in the, you know, midsummertime up, you know, just getting going before, you know, 4 a.m. The birds are chirping by then.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Or at least they squeezed it. It's like November to March now. It used to be like way earlier and later. So, all right.
Diane, what's sundown on Sunday? Like 1 in the afternoon now?
Right.
Yeah, it's 4:30, 5?
I think it is like
4:30 something. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well, where's the fun in that, man? How can you golf at 4:30 in the afternoon?
How can you ride your bike? I'll look like a disco globe going out, you know?
I just need to revisit. Is it why we're doing it? I just have forgotten it's been so long. I know the lottery.
Was it an energy related thing back, like, you know, 50, 60 years ago?
Maybe so, but also school bus in the morning.
Right.
And
they didn't want the kids who were catching an early bus to be in the dark.
Okay. What about going home?
I know.
Yeah, that's good point.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, our weather brought to you by Carl.
Carl reminds you they're always looking to increase the team. Some perks and benefits to working at Carl. Find out more at carl.org/careers.
Okay, well, much milder than we were talking about 5-6 days ago, so we got that going for us. What are we seeing here on the Greg Sawyer meteorological maps?
Yeah, those maps and charts are pretty easy going around here. Nothing major, whether it's cold air, that's going to still and remain laid out over the northern tier of states and the Canadian Prairie. No sign of it making a full-fledged bodily return across the area. And we'll see a little chillier air late next week, but then that following week, and I think, and you'll see it on this weekend's edition of This Week in Agribusiness, we have an extended outlook that'll take us into the beginning part of December. Looking pretty mild around here as we get past late next week. Another warm-up, El Nino driven on the plains coming our way, so hang in there. And the same with harvest opportunities. Just by a little rain in the forecast the first half of next week, that doesn't look to be too impressive either. Should be able to work and play and get caught up around here. Parts of Indiana and Michigan and Ohio still a little bit behind the eight ball on corn harvest. Out the door this morning, a lot better than it was a couple of mornings ago. 36 at Willard and Savoy, 40 now at Rantoul, Danville, 39 at Bloomington Normal, 40 up at the Kankakee and under the Arch at St. Louis at 44. Forecast highs for the day today with a partly sunny, windy day's worth of weather within shouting distance of about 60 with that south wind 15 to 25 and gusty. A couple of sprinkles around tonight down to 45. Tomorrow partly sunny and 62 with a lighter west-northwesterly wind. We'll settle into the 30s tomorrow night, and a Sunday outlook again includes that time change before you retire Saturday night, 2 a.m. back 1 hour on the clocks. 60 the high with a partly sunny Sunday, maybe a couple sprinkles late in the day. A little rainy spell here or there, not all day. Monday, Tuesday could linger into Wednesday and Thursday. Light amounts, quarter inch or under that, I think. 66 on Monday, still in the lower 60s Tuesday and Wednesday. Back to the 50s next Thursday, briefly to the upper 40s next Friday, and then a milder spell that is for the following week.
I have a question.
Yes.
This is just struck me. You just said, you know, change the clocks 2 a.m.
Yeah.
What clocks do we change anymore?
I was going to,
I don't have any clocks.
It just does it automatically. Everything's, you know, the iPhone.
iPhone does it automatically.
Do they even teach the big hand, the little hand in school anymore?
No.
No.
I have the microwave. The microwave clock.
Right.
That's the only
clock. And to me, my van, but I figured it out now.
My car goes, I think, on its own.
Right. But mine's older. Yep. So I used to use electrical tape.
But in your house, is there a cuckoo clock? I mean, do we have anything to change in our...
I mean, we do. We have a clock in every room.
Because you've got to clock people. Yeah. And so you have to walk around.
Yeah. Grandfather clock.
Yeah, okay. All right.
Grandfather's clock. You know, heritage clocks.
Exactly.
But I'm thinking in my life, and there's no clocks in my house. Isn't that crazy? Back in the day,
we're constantly looking at our phones. To see
what time it is. We don't need any clocks.
I know. It's the same with a watch on your wrist.
Yeah, there you go.
How many people do that?
Who's wearing a watch?
I know.
You wear it more for style now. Or, let me take it back. When you have the iPhone on your wrist.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, people are looking at that, and I'm going, isn't that interesting? They're checking their text on their watch.
I think the hip way to call it, not a watch, it's a timepiece.
Oh.
Very good. Thanks, Greg.
I tell you what.
I learned that on social media a few days ago.
All right.
There are stages in life that you'd never thought you'd get to. You never thought you'd be the person saying, gosh, isn't that too loud? I mean,
or the phrase, back in the day, I've been doing that lately.
Yeah.
The boys have been catching that.
It's true. And
this is weather forecaster.
But we didn't realize when we got to this stage in life, we were always right. We are right. It's too darn loud.
We're still right.
It's too darn loud. And we are tired, so the dark socks looks fine. Come on. Shorts and dark socks. Dark socks and shorts actually work.
No, it does work.
I don't know.
That's what I mean. That's a change.
Socks and summertime, they don't go together.
Right. I mean, I think up to the knee makes sense. It gives you pressure in the calf.
Okay.
Anyway.
Time for our medical segment now by Dr. Stevie J.
That's right. Uh-huh. All right, my friend, keep it going. Doing well.
You bet. Thanks.
That's Greg Solier, our meteorologist. But I just set the clocks. What clocks? I don't have a clock radio anymore. I don't have any clocks on the wall. I don't have any clocks.
Never really thought about it.
We don't have clocks. If you sell clocks, you're hurting. You can't be a clock guy anymore.
Right.
It is kind of the same for men's suits.
Yeah.
I mean, Kuhn's in downtown Champaign's your men's store, but who, except for bankers and financial people, who's wearing suits to work?
I mean, we went there when we had a fancy occasion coming up.
If you want a suit, we got a place. But then again, then you have Amazon overnight, and give me your measurements. Yeah. It's unbelievable the changes in our life. But the clocks and no clocks in the house. Anybody got a clock in their house on the kitchen wall still? I'd be very curious. 217-359-2255. I think we're just not there anymore.
You're right.
It is decidedly different in our lives today.
Absolutely.
Well, what would happen? Because really, remember, it was the late 90s when we were getting all fired up about dial-up. You've got mail. I mean, that was 25 years ago. But now things have changed in 25 years.
Technology.
And totally we were so excited to get online.
Mm-hmm.
We made it. It's 2 minutes later, but we're on.
Right.
Wow. Look, we can look up this. Mm-hmm. We don't have to go to the library.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the information.
That's crazy. Right.
Nuts. Nuts, I tell you. Okay, Brother Johnny, coming up bottom of the hour, we got a special Friday edition of Ed Martin, Brother Johnny. Don't miss this edition. Brad Underwood will be up here this morning after 8. I'm going to ask him, what sense does it ever make to recruit a freshman? And I'm serious. When you have 1,800 transfers, you just got to be great at evaluating everything. But why would you ever recruit a freshman? Let them go to ISU or Eastern. I'm sorry, but that's kind of the minor leagues now.
Mm-hmm.
That's not fair for ISU and Eastern. You can't think, well, I'll get the guy for 2 years and he'll be... That's what happens now. It's unbelievable. Bill?
Yeah, he wanted to comment on the watch that he still has.
You have a watch? Where'd you get it?
Stevie, I waited all my life to get a Rolex wristwatch, and I finally got it 3 years ago, and I wear it every day, and I like looking at it.
Wow. But you don't, it's kind of hard. Do you remember the big hand and the little hand still, Bill? Or it's been a minute.
It's just a neat watch. I really enjoy it. It's they call it the Hulk. It has a green bezel, so.
But I mean, it's impeccable with the time, right? It's really good with time, isn't it?
Oh yeah, it's a good timepiece.
Well, Bill, you and I aren't as young as we used to be now. Remember?
I know it. You got that right.
Hey, thanks for sharing. Great to hear your voice, Bill Taylor. That's awesome.
A good one.
But yeah, people, I guess, have watches.
Yeah, they do. Right. And my husband's always collect them and gone to conventions and things like that. He's always, we have a few Rolexes. I think, of course, now it's slipping my mind. Aiden and Mike are probably hollering at the radio right now in the kitchen saying, oh, it's them. Jean-Pierre or
something.
Well,
I mean, aren't Rolexes still like a fortune?
Yeah, they're.
I mean,
and they hold their value and all of that.
I mean, like $30,000, $40,000.
I mean, when you watch
Rolex,
Antique Roadshow and things like that, we're always fascinated with what's coming in. And,
yeah, I mean, it's
pocket watches and things like that back in the 1700s.
Well, sure. I mean, as collectors, I get it.
Fascinating the way they made that back in the day.
As far as the day when we had to go by and change the batteries in the clocks and change them, you know, oh, what a hassle to go. You do your fire alarms, your smoke detectors, but other than that, you don't have to do anything Saturday to Sunday. You just go to sleep and put your phone on the charger.
I know.
That's it.
Patek Philippe, thank you. That's the name of the fancy watch or something. Anyway.
Okay. Right.
So Pittsburgh over Tennessee yesterday, 20-16. LA Rams will be in Green Bay. The Bears are in New Orleans, and Indianapolis' Colts are in Carolina for a 3 o'clock game. The other games are at noon. NBA action tonight. We'll have Brooklyn and Chicago at 7. New York is in Milwaukee 6:30, and Cleveland will take on the Indiana Pacers at 6 o'clock tonight. We'll have Illinois and Minnesota at 2:30. And we had some comments from Coach Brett Bielema. Huh?
Yeah, he was just talking yesterday just about, you know, getting together and Johnny and Keith and putting the band back together tomorrow.
A good week of practice. Really like the focus of our guys this week. Obviously, a rivalry game against Minnesota and where it is. First off, I want to give a shout-out to, obviously, he can't play in the first half of this game, but Johnny, to get recognized as one of the 12 finalists for the Lombardi, just speaks volumes about what he's done. I think the thing that's been impressive to me, you know, every day we have NFL scouts come in. The part that jumps out to me, it's no secret that Johnny's a good player now, and he continues to be so productive in what he does. Just excited for him and what he's accomplished. Also within the framework of our team, Reggie practiced, Keith practiced. I think those guys, as long as they handle today's practice, a little bit in these situations, it's a little bit about not what they do that day, but how they feel the next day. But excited where they're at. And then that really should play out for everybody injury-wise. You know, it was colder here at the beginning of the week. I think game day there is supposed to be in their mid-40s. Have a little chance for some rain in the morning, but great stadium over there, great opportunity. And obviously Minnesota sits at the top of the Big Ten West. And for us, you know, to get where we want to be, we got to take one day at a time. I think to get to Saturday, this group's been doing that. Excited for the opportunity on Saturday.
All right, I think we have a really good chance. I really, really do.
Another Big Ten game that's trending. Purdue takes on number 3 Michigan at 6:30 tomorrow night. And they knew that Michigan people had been stealing signs. And they have some evidence of that. Evidently, the Big Ten League Commissioner Tony Petitti is due in Ann Arbor later today. So we'll see if anything happens, of course.
We'll see if Jim Harbaugh is still at Michigan next year.
Right.
He could go to the NFL whenever he wants. So.
Illinois volleyball against Wisconsin tomorrow at 7 o'clock. We also had preseason action with the watch list for Terrence Shannon Jr. could get an award, and we've got EIU that we're playing on Monday at 7 o'clock, and we've got Coach Brad Underwood in about 45 minutes or so.
Stand by. We'll check your weather. Meteorologist Greg Soya, one more look here for the weekend for you.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Benham is Saturday. Not too shabby of a spell of weather for early November into the weekend. It'll be a bit windy for the day-to-day with a partly sunny sky, but an afternoon temperature right around the 60-degree mark. South wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, but a good day's worth of drying and firming for outdoor work and harvest operations. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Couple sprinkles around. A low down to 45. Another dry day's worth of weather ahead for the day tomorrow. Partly sunny, lighter wind, and high to about 62. We'll level off into the 30s. Tomorrow night. Don't forget the time change here before we retire Saturday night. Back to standard time on Sunday. Partly sunny, couple sprinkles late in the day, and the high near 60 degrees. A little rain in the forecast here for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Could even linger into Thursday. No heavy amounts, though, and many dry hours each day. Mild at 66 on Monday. A Tuesday high at 62. Lower 60s again for Wednesday. And then we'll cool off for the end part of the week with highs in the 50s on Thursday. Upper 40s next Friday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
Since Busey Bank first opened our doors in 1868, we have built upon a tradition of close relationships and broad financial capabilities. Our experienced team provides the highest level of personalized service to ensure we accomplish your goals, simplifying your wealth management and business lending needs, and ensuring a legacy for generations. Building business, growing wealth since 1868. Proud to be the official bank of the Fighting Illini. Member FDIC.
I'm Elizabeth McDonald, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Burger King's parent company, Restaurant Brands, is reporting weaker than expected sales growth for the summer quarter, up about 6%, though its earnings top forecasts. Apple's holiday forecast is dragging down the stock. It's predicting demand for iPhones, iPads, and wearable devices will come in about the same as a year ago. The holiday quarter is typically when Apple has its biggest sales of new iPhone models. The United Auto Workers Union is stepping up its effort to organize Toyota and other non-union U.S. auto factories. UAW President Sean Fain says Toyota's now offering pay and benefit increases because he says the company knows we're coming for them. Wall Street will be reacting today to the October employment report. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola, invested in you.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Every year on November 11th, the United States of America proudly celebrates Veterans Day. And at Muhammad Christian Church, we are very grateful for the men and the women who protect and preserve our freedom. And we recognize all veterans and salute our armed forces every day of the year. And this year, allow us to make those days special as we present the Muhammad Christian Church 18th Annual Living Flag. And you are cordially invited to join us as we are celebrating life, liberty, and the freedom of worship with our award-winning Living Flag celebration. This year, we are presenting our Living Flag on Friday, November 3rd at 7 p.m., Saturday, November 4th at 2 o'clock and 7 o'clock, and our finale, Sunday, November 5th at 5 p.m. And in our lobby after each performance, as you greet and thank our veterans and our active military, we will be serving dessert and refreshments. Muhammad Christian Church, 908 North Lake of the Woods Road, across from the Lake of the Woods Golf Course. And for more information, please visit MuhammadChristian.org.
Hi, I'm Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammons. Voting is a civic duty and responsibility that I work every day to protect and enhance as your county clerk. You have a choice to vote in person or by mail. The data shows that vote by mail is the most efficient way to vote. There are many reasons why, and here are a few. Instead of using your tax dollars for physical space and buying more election equipment, vote by mail allows us to reduce election costs. VBM increases overall voter turnout, and there's no need to schedule time off work or find transportation to cast your ballot. Just follow the step-by-step guidance we mail to you, fill out your ballot, and mail it back to our office. It's that easy. If you use one of the drop boxes located throughout the county, there's no charge for postage. Other states have universal VBM elections, and they see the savings and higher voter turnout we deserve. I strongly encourage you all to sign onto the permanent vote by mail list and vote from the comforts of your home. Go to ChampaignCountyClerkIL.gov and sign up now.
By now, you've all heard the expression, when you turn the key and the car won't run, call 367-9481 for PDR Automotive. They are what's best for your truck or car. They are PDR. But who are they? They, the PDR staff, understand that a name is only as good as the people that represent it. The PDR staff has more than 335 years of combined automotive experience. Several employees now on staff for more than 25 years. PDR, more than just a name. Family owned and operated, now celebrating over 50 years in business. All right, it is 7:24 again. Ed Martin, Brother Johnny, on a special Friday edition because Ed was sick on Wednesday. That'll be coming up. All right, so IHSA football playoffs at Unity playing at home against the number one seed DuQuoin.
Mm-hmm. That's a 2 o'clock game tomorrow.
I understand all of DuQuoin will be here. including the band.
Okay.
Yep.
That sounds fun.
Yeah.
I think it's $6. There's no passes and stuff like that. So it's a great time in Rocket Nation.
No, if you've not been there at Unity High School, it's like a small college. The field is artificial turf. It's the show, man.
And Aiden always has a couple bucks for the pork chop sandwich.
Well, it's only actually, a couple bucks.
I mean, he has $20.
Okay.
Because he loves our concession stand.
Good. Well, it's a good concession stand.
So. Salt Fork and Cesar Valley or something like that. That's right. At 2 o'clock. And then SJO and Roxana still in it for a 3 o'clock game. STM and Ridgewood also on the playoff list I have here.
Okay. Good luck to our area teams. Mm-hmm. Rooting for you. All of our guests appear on the Tavern's Towing phone line. Brad Underwood will be coming up after 8 o'clock this morning.
That's right.
And
Illinois and EIU on Monday. In fact, you could text IL or EIU if you wanted to try to go to that 7 o'clock game on Monday. Maybe we'll have a pair of tickets we could get you. And I know that fan bus leaves from Pia's, and that's always a half hour before tip-off as we get into the season.
But
go
you
got
to get a ticket to get on that.
That's right.
And then they're going to bring you back to Pia's.
It's like the first 50 people then.
Right, right. So, it's just easier. There's a circle drive. Get
it
off.
Is.
Yeah, it's
and,
nice.
And then you leave within a half hour after the final buzzer.
Yeah.
So it's a cool way to do it. But again, if you do have your tickets to the game and you go for some food and beverages before the game, you go up to the bar and I think they do give you a little ticket.
Okay.
So that
all right.
you can be one of the first 50 or
there's
whatever
that hot tip. Mm-hmm. Okay. Again, we're going to break one more time, come back with Ed and Johnny. Again, Brad Underwood after 8.
The World Series, not so much. The average was 9.11 million on Wednesday night, but it did surge up to 14.27 million for the final three outs.
I watched it.
Right. Yeah.
So there, I was one of the 14 million because the energy, jumping up and down on each other, woohoo, group picture, all that.
Right.
Oh, by the way, January 12th is the Cardinal Caravan.
Okay.
Just FYI. It's
Thank
Martin Luther
King.
Is that Martin Luther King?
I Hotel and Conference.
It feels early.
It is going into the Martin Luther King Monday.
Usually I'm thinking Martin Luther King holidays like 17th or 18th. This is the 12th, 13th, 14th, 15th, I guess. Okay.
Right.
January 12th, I just got notified by the Cardinals.
My hotel, and usually noon for us.
And I tell you, it's the weirdest.
Doors open at 11.
The weirdest feeling, though, around Cardinal Nation. I mean, there's no doubt about it. People are, their arms are folded.
Mm-hmm.
This is the year. The hot seat's on.
Mm-hmm.
John Mozeliak, Ole Marmol, the whole thing
right.
has to do better this year for sure. You just didn't see it. We were favored. The Cardinals are favored to win the Central Division. And finished last. That's shocking.
Right.
Particularly the spoiled Cardinal fans are going, wait a minute. What do you mean we're not 20 over 500, huh?
Right.
No, so it's like there's no question less enthusiasm for St. Louis Cardinal baseball. That's first time
mm-hmm.
that I've experienced that in 14 years.
Right.
Since I switcheroonied. Okay. I'll switch again, people. All right, 7:28. We'll be right back and get Brother
Just follow
Johnny,
the money, Stevie.
And we'll get Brother Johnny and Ed Martin.
Sounds good.
Up. All right.
Hi, this is Chris Jackson with Kramer Siding and Window. And whatever your project, you can count on Kramer Siding to offer you the best products backed by the best warranties in the business and a lifetime of great customer service. And right now, you can save 10% on roofing, sunrooms, and decks. Get 15% off gutter helmet, and you can save 25% on preservation siding, windows, and doors. So call today or visit us at KramerSiding.com, and let's get started on your project.
These days, it seems like bank names are changing faster than a forecast in February. But at Iroquois Federal, we're still the same community bank we've always been. For more than 135 years, we've built relationships by helping build the things that matter. Whether it's a business, a back porch, or the building blocks of a better life. If you're looking for a bank that's here for the long haul, swing by today and see for yourself why different rules. Iroquois Federal, still friendly, still local, still here.
Tapman's Towing team of experienced tow professionals is seeking others with CDLs, previous tow experience, and or strong interest in serving others. Please visit our career page at tapmanstowing.com.
You have money laying all around your house. You just don't know it. And no, I don't mean selling your great-grandma's good china. I mean all the old metal items you don't want to use or get rid of. Don't pay someone to haul it away. Bring it into Max Twin City Recycling and get paid to have it taken off your hands. They love new customers and are more than willing to walk you through their process step by step. Come check them out at 2808 North Lincoln Avenue in Urbana.
Starting it over is what we do at Max Twin City Recycling.
If you need a new business sign or signage for your golf outing, we can do it and help you get noticed. Hi, this is Kirk Lehman, owner of Aftershock Decals and Design, and we can produce any kind of signage you want with our graphic design team. You want a custom design? We are here for you, and we are easy to work with, I promise. So visit us at AftershockDD.com to get a quote and get noticed. That's AftershockDD.com. Get noticed.
Amazing how popular NFL football is. A great deal of it is gambling and fantasy football. Mm-hmm. I think we all have our teams, but there's no question we're rooting for jerseys more with fantasy.
You're right about
it's
that.
It's changed a lot, but boy, the volume of people into football on the NFL level is amazing. Illinois tomorrow, 2:30, Minnesota. Go Illini. Be right back.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Secretary of State Antony Blinken's in Israel, reiterating support for the military operation against Hamas terrorists and pushing for more humanitarian aid in Gaza.
We also are thinking every single moment of our hostages.
241 hostages held in Gaza, according to the Israeli military. 10 are believed to be American citizens. Former President Trump appeals a gag order banning public statements about potential witnesses and the special counsel prosecuting his federal election conspiracy case.
The Trump legal team argues the gag order unconstitutionally bristles with hostility to President Trump's viewpoint and violates his First Amendment rights. Former president's team says if the appeals court turns them down, they will take the gag order to the U.S. Supreme Court.
Fox's Jack Callahan. The Labor Department reports 150,000 new jobs added to the economy last month and an unemployment rate at 3.9%. America's listening to Fox News.
Here's a look at local news. With thousands of smartphone users in Illinois suing Motorola Mobility, the Chicago Tribune reports a lawsuit filed this week accuses the Chicago-based company of rigging its own arbitration provision by refusing to pay a $7 million filing fee in a mass arbitration claim. That arbitration action claims Motorola violated the Illinois Biometric Information Privacy Act. A Decatur man facing prison time after he was convicted of having child porn. A federal jury found Brian Lewis guilty of possession of child pornography. Police say Lewis had porn on his cellular phone. He'll be sentenced March the 15th of next year. Open enrollment underway for the Affordable Care Act health insurance marketplace. Illinois residents will have an additional month to enroll in a health plan through January 15. The Department of Insurance says there's now 12 issuers offering ACA marketplace health plans in the state of Illinois. If you'd like more information, you can contact the ACA or go to their website. You're up to date on the Stevie J Broadcasting Newsroom. I'm Jim Miller.
Hello again, everyone. Let's check weather for East Central Illinois. Champaign and Benham is Saturday. Not too shabby of a spell of weather for early November into the weekend. It'll be a bit windy for the day today with a partly sunny sky, but an afternoon temperature right around the 60-degree mark. South wind 15 to 25 miles per hour, but a good day's worth of drying and firming for outdoor work and harvest operations. Mostly cloudy for tonight. Couple sprinkles around. A low down to 45. Another dry day's worth of weather ahead for the day tomorrow. Partly sunny, lighter wind, and high to about 62. We'll level off into the 30s. Tomorrow night, don't forget the time change here for entire Saturday night. Back to standard time on Sunday, partly sunny, couple sprinkles late in the day, and the high near 60 degrees. A little rain in the forecast here for Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday next week. Could even linger into Thursday. No heavy amounts, though, and many dry hours each day. Mild at 66 on Monday. A Tuesday high at 62. Lower 60s again for Wednesday. Then we'll cool off for the end part of the week with highs in the 50s on Thursday. Upper 40s next Friday. For CVJ Broadcasting, I'm meteorologist Greg Soltier.
All right, thank you, Greg, appreciate that. ESPN 93.5. It's Friday, so it's a little weird, but here we go. Ladies and gentlemen, a special Wednesday show edition on Friday. ESPN 93.5. From the Eagle Forum Legal Defense Fund, Phyllis Schlafly's final hire. Historic Phyllis Schlafly hired Ed Martin. Are you feeling better, Ed?
A little bit better, guys. Thank you. Sorry for the delay. I had a picked up a little Halloween fever. I don't know. I got a little bit of a cold, but I'm feeling better, and we got a lot to talk about, so glad to be back.
Brother Johnny.
Yeah, glad to hear your voice.
Back in New Orleans, Johnny drove all the way back, and you said it late at night, traffic is nil.
Right.
That's a good time to drive from about, 10 o'clock to 3, because nobody's out there.
That's right.
Nice.
I like
nice open road. I'll take an open road and dark over crowded trucks in daytime. That's all I'm saying.
All right, Ed, I don't want to get you fired up too much coming off a fever.
Sure.
But what would you
luck.
If you had if you had a parent teacher conference like you have with your kids or you had with your kids? I presume you still have a few of them. You go attend. They would go through the checklist of things. Joe Biden, 1 year out of the election for 2024, what would you tell Joe Biden's parents that little Joe is doing well?
Not much except this. I mean, the one thing that he's doing really well is he's continuing, however it's worked out, he's continuing to have the media and the general consensus of big media and big tech to cover for him. We're almost in World War III. We really at this point have completely politicized justice in our legal system. And you can say, well, it's a state case in New York, or it's a state matter here or there. But when you're in the party structure, these leaders follow the leader. They follow what's going on. And so in that sense, Biden has been able to keep that going. We now have evidence in the last 36 or maybe 48 hours of large-scale fraud in the elections in Bridgeport, Connecticut. And let me just tell you guys, I know you guys are from down south and out in the Midwest, but I grew up in Jersey. There's not 8 Republicans in Connecticut. And if they are, they're liberals anyway. So when they're cheating, it's Democrat on Democrat in Bridgeport, Connecticut. So they're cheating, and that's been admitted now. Wisconsin, I think there's a movement to impeach the election head up there because they found that there was all sorts of improprieties. So, the narrative should be falling apart, except if you're Joe Biden, you can continue to get covered for. And, in the face of all this, guys, the border's still open. The same people that went across the border into Israel and slaughtered women, raped women, slaughtered women and children, the same people are being allowed to walk across the border of Mexico to America and enter our nation. And we're going to be stunned in, 5 years, 2 years, 8 months, next week, when these people do the same thing they just did to Israelis, to Americans. So, and yet, as you point out, Joe Biden he's putting out a 1-year plan to run for president. And he's going to do this and this and this. And you're like, what? How can this be? And they don't seem worried. And if they don't seem worried, it's because, you know why? They know they got the game rigged. And so what do they care? They can run a ham sandwich. They're coming for Joe because they need him. I would tell Joe, I'd say to Joe's parents that, Joe's hanging around with the wrong people. And they're using him to do things that may destroy us all. So see if you can get him away from those people and away from the Oval Office. And then I think he'll be fine.
Yeah.
But, it's not been a good record. The results have been pretty much catastrophic. And we are very strong because we're still kind of moving along and can look at it and kind of chuckle because we don't want to cry. But the trend is pretty frightening, Eddie. We can't, Steve has said this a number of times, we can't go 4 more years like this without having it directly impact us much, much further than it has so far. Well, and Stevie J, let me rant for one more 30-second spot. I mean, the Wall Street Journal does a headline. It says the economy's going great, and yet people are unsatisfied. What the hell are they talking about? What economy are they looking at? The economy may be going fine for the people in charge. Joe Biden's getting really rich. He got another 10% for the big guy check that came out. But the rest of us are looking at the cost of gas, the cost of our home insurance, the cost of borrowing money going through the roof. And we're sitting here saying, what's our future? It's pretty bleak for our kids. So I think, to Johnny's point, you go 4 more years of this, you're going to start having people be really dissatisfied in a way I'm not sure we've ever seen since the 1770s. People that are just saying, I can see it's all stacked against me, and be frustrated. And that's a real danger.
What's your take on the new speaker, Ed?
Yeah. I think Mike Johnson's doing the best he can to change the dynamic a little bit. I mean, you know, he passed an Israeli funding bill. It's a lot of money. And he did it, but he did it and paid for it by taking money out of the IRS. And this is absolutely not acceptable to the uniparty in Washington. If you actually spend money and pay for it by cutting somewhere else, this is offensive. And so they've gone crazy. The House has passed it. The Republicans and Democrats in the Senate said it's a non-starter. Joe Biden said he'll veto it. So much for Israel's in an existential crisis. So I think he's changing some things up. I don't think he's going to be as dramatic as people realize. I think the system hems him in. I hope we do better on the two fronts of impeaching Joe Biden and really putting a nail in that coffin, and also in the January 6th stuff. But we'll see. But I like what he's doing. I like that he talks about praying all the time. I mean, people say, oh, well, what is all that? As you guys know, it matters. If you talk about who you are, it matters, and it matters a lot. So that's good. We'll see after that what happens.
Yeah, I think he's really good, Steve. And, but hemmed in is a good expression, Eddie, hemmed in. He can walk a fine line, Steve. He has four or five people he can make mad, and they're just going to throw him out. So he can't really say much very strong about anything, and I think it's good just focus on his faith, because if a few people start thinking a little bit about that, it can only get better. Yeah. So
well,
he's a good man.
Isn't Speaker of the House these days kind of like riding a bull in a rodeo? I mean, how long can you stay on? How long?
Well, you know, guys, I make a little different point. I think your listeners need to know that. I mean, that was the Republicans that threw out McCarthy were generally those guys were really not normal, meaning they did something crazy. Usually Republicans and Democrats, they want the power. And so I actually think that Johnson, he can hold the conservatives. He met with the Freedom Caucus yesterday. I mean, things like this. He met with the Freedom Caucus. McCarthy never did that, because he didn't want to seem like he was talking to the conservatives. So but Johnson's going to hold the conservatives for a while, and the moderates just want power and money. And they get power and money by staying in the majority. So I think he'll have a little bit more leeway in terms of yesterday he said he's going to do something on the spending bills that'll be like rolling CRs, which makes it so everybody has to vote on each of them and get on record on what they're funding. Look, that's not going to save America, but it's a start. By the way, I do want to point out, Stevie J, one thing. Down in Texas, Ken Paxton, the attorney general, gets notification last Friday that the feds are destroying the wall on the border that the Texans built, Razor Wire and others. And so he goes into court and he says, you can't do that. And by Monday, he had an order blocking the federal government and Joe Biden from destroying the border wall. That's playing offense, right? Getting in there and playing offense. Now, we'll see what happens, but we need more people thinking offense. I don't know if Mike Johnson's going to have as many ways to play offense, but we got to help him if we can.
But that's interesting, Ed. Just by the way, with all the things that we could be working on, we're fighting our own government for our lives. Yeah. And that's pretty sad. And can you imagine, Stevie, tearing down the border wall? Can you imagine?
No. I can't. And really, in this day and age, Brother Johnny and Ed Martin, Tappan's Toy and Phone Line, ESPN 93.5. In this day and age, Ed, talk about a line in the sand. The red line, when you have eight members of Congress not condemning the slaughter of Jewish people in southern Israel, just condemning Hamas for the attack, they didn't vote for condemning the... I don't get it. Any normal human would say, no, no matter what, no.
Well, let's put a finer point on it and see if we can get knocked off of social media and everything else. And this one will really cause you consternation. But tell your listeners, somebody name the Islamic leader that said out loud, I condemn the Hamas killers. What they did was un-Islamic. That was not what Muslims should do. I haven't seen one. So if it's a religion of peace, and I'm as conditioned as anyone. As a college kid, I took a course on Islam. I'm as conditioned as anyone to say that all men are created in the image and likeness of God, even if they have bad beliefs, I'm supposed to say. But if it's a religion of peace, where are the Islamic leaders condemning terror? They haven't. And so my point is what you're saying is, if you can't name evil, which is what Hamas slaughtering innocents is, That's evil. You can't name evil evil. Don't tell me you're going to give me good judgments on other stuff because you can't name right. evil. So I already know you're off base. So that's what we're living with, whether it's in the Congress or in the West or in the media. Where's the media saying to Imam Gobbledygook, what's the deal? And when they bring out Vice President Kamala Harris and she says we need an Islamophobia center, you say to yourself, in what universe, woman, are you talking like that? And we all just go, oh, well, that's really weird. She's really out of touch. No, the world is burning and evil is present and we're fiddling with the curtains.
Well, I got to say one thing, Eddie. People, the American people are aware of a problem, and I think they're starting to make the connection between the Democrats who are progressive and the calamity around us. And, for example, now, Louisiana doesn't have a total blanket mail-in ballots. We don't have the drop boxes, and we don't have same-day registration, so you're going to get a pretty good vote. There are no Republicans who did it who lost their races against the Democrats. They're gone. The Democrats, when I moved down here 30 years ago, well, 40, it was 2.7 million Democrats, Stevie, and 700,000 Republicans. Every single state office is Republican, and the House and the Senate are two-thirds majority. Because when you got a fair vote, I think the majority are going to say, we got to change directions. And That's a good indication, Eddie. I don't think we're crazy down here.
Well, it's Johnny, you and David Vitter have got to be given credit for the flip of Louisiana the way it is now, because you worked for that in the 1990s and got term limits. And look at the House now.
I don't think anybody needs credit, because what we needed was to change direction. Well, it took 30 years, Eddie.
Yeah.
But I got to tell you something. The term limit thing was big because all those fiefdoms that you create, whether you're Republican or Democrat, that doesn't matter. But you're going to stay in that one seat because you just do enough for the people who you need in that area to get elected. And you just kind of become corrupt. That's just how. Look at our Congress now with the people been there 40 or 50 years. And and now it's new ideas. People know they're not staying long. Most of them run because there's some kind of issue that really means something to them, and they want to change something that's just not right. And it works, I'm telling you. And I was amazed, though, Eddie, that the clean sweep that we had here, and now we have quite talk about the red line. Well, it's Texas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and Florida. So we got a pretty good red.
I want to encourage you in that, and also in what you and I have talked about for years now. Every Wednesday is you at the very beginning of that. You said if you have a free and fair election, so you're right. If you have a free and fair election, if we have one, I mean, if we have one in 2024, do I think the people will vote against Biden? Sure. Do I think at this point that the powers that be realize that they're going to have to fix the election again, because you can't vote for Biden? You gotta somehow get this game and make it look like he won somehow, because nobody can pick that, I don't think. I think you're right. I mean, look, I just think that there's got to be a number of changes, and the changes have to be systemic, not just around the edges. For example, we're going towards the brink of a debt collapse, right? I mean, we're up to $33 trillion in money owed. I mean, and we're going faster and faster. That, I'm not an economist. I don't understand a lot of it, but it can't work forever. I mean, and when it doesn't work, it may just be inflation that is the penalty that we, the middle class, pay, because they're inflating us out of this to some extent. But I don't think you can inflate your way out of $33 trillion plus another $20 trillion in end of life expenses. So we're going to face some real crisis. And you know what? We got like 89-year-old guys in office, Mitch McConnell, and brain-dead people from Pennsylvania like Fetterman. And you know, convicted or unconvicted felons like Menendez, and they're making the decisions. Does anybody feel like we're going to have serious people addressing serious problems? That doesn't look like it. It's not. I don't see Ben Franklin. I don't see James Madison here. So that part of it is a problem.
Yeah, well, and you know, you're so right about just you get to the point where a little new blood helps. Stevie, there's 350 million people here. What I've noticed in Louisiana is the people who now come and go into the legislature, there's some really great folks. So, you know, some of them are 27 years old, 32 years old, and they want to work, and they've got great ideas. And they're new blood. Their family's never been in politics before. And it helps. That's the melting pot.
Yeah.
You get stuck with somebody in their 50 years, and it's the same old, same old. Yeah. And there's no change in anything or making any improvement.
All right,
before
we let you go, because Ed had a fever this week, we're going to end on a lighter thing. Knight passed away this week.
Oh, no.
And he was 83 years old. Mm-hmm. And I've got a couple of clips. This one's a little longer, but it's back in 1984 when he had Michael Jordan on the, was it the Olympic team? Whatever, yeah. The Pan American, whatever, yeah. Olympic
they
team.
They won gold.
All right, so here's Bobby Knight talking about Michael Jordan, and then I got one 30-40-second clip, Johnny, of Bobby Knight saying goodbye to Lou Henson, who we loved and dearly. So stand by for Bobby Knight talking about Michael Jordan in the 84 Olympics.
Today. When today's over, we have to work to change it. But you, I think, have got to really be a flexible leader if you're going to be an effective leader. I walked into the locker room after the first half of our game with Spain in 1984 for the gold medal. We're ahead by 29 points. We played basketball as well as the game can be played. Michael Jordan has played 12 minutes out of the 20. He has 11 rebounds, 9 assists, and 19 points in 12 minutes. In my opinion, there's nobody that's ever played anything that can compare to Michael Jordan, with the possible exception of Jack Nicklaus and Babe Ruth. Michael Jordan is just the best there ever was at what he does by a considerable margin. So I'm walking across the floor with this 29-point lead as I look at the scoreboard, and I'm a great believer in the best 3 minutes of the game for us has got to be the first 3 minutes of the second half. But what the hell am I going to say? Hey, we got to get better. We're 29 points ahead. We got to win by 59. These kids are going to be a little bit satisfied with themselves. They know how well they've played. And when I get to the locker room, I still haven't come up with an answer. I open the door, and the first guy I see is Jordan sitting in front of his locker. Idea light flashes. I say to myself, I'm going to get on Jordan's ass a little bit. And everybody else is going to say, God, if he's upset with Jordan, how's he feel about me? 12 minutes, 19 points, 11 rebounds, 9 assists. And I have the stat sheet in my hand, and I walk over in front of Jordan, and I look down at him, and I say, Mike, when the hell are you going to set a screen? We got four guys out there screening when you're in the game, screening to get you open, screening to get each other open. Haven't seen you set a screen yet. The only way I get all five guys screening, Mike, is to get you the hell out of the game. Now, when are you going to set a screen? All you've been doing so far, rebounding, passing, and scoring. You need to screen, Mike. Now, Jordan, you've all seen the grin. I mean, it's the greatest grin in the world. Doesn't quite use all of his grin in this circumstance, but he looked up at me and he grins a little bit and he says, Coach, didn't I see last week where you said I was the quickest player you'd ever been around? I said, Mike, what the hell has that got to do with you screening? Coach, I think I'm setting them quicker than you can see them out there. Well, I was flexible enough to look at Jordan and say, then I'd slow him down a little bit so I could see him. These are the things that I think.
Unbelievable stuff from Michael Jordan and Bobby Knight back in the day, Johnny. That was pretty good.
Man, no, those were good days. Knight was a good coach. He proved it once and for all when he went down to Lubbock, Texas.
Yeah, Texas Tech. And
yeah.
Johnny and I know the whole Hensons and Lou Henson court, and Mary's still with us, thankfully, but Lou passed away a few years ago. And Lou Henson, as he retired, went to Indiana, and Bobby Knight had a presentation.
freshman. On the back of this chair, there will be a plate that simply says, "Salute him, an excellent coach, a top opponent, best wishes from Indiana basketball." And we have to break on everything over the years, but I'm going to miss you.
Big ovation. And then Lou grabs the microphone. They hug. That was pretty good. That's pretty good. That was pretty good. That was back back when he was retiring and went one more time at IU. But those guys.
I gotta tell Eddie, I don't know if you know it, but when Lou beat Bobby at Champaign, he was not happy and didn't shake hands. And Stevie called me Thursday and said, "Hey, John, you should see Knight. He's going crazy. He's going to blow. They play Purdue Saturday. You probably got to watch it." And that's when he threw the chair.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. He called it.
I got to see. Wow. I was working the scores table. I got to see 20 head-to-head matchups with Lou and Bobby. And they were the best of friends early on when Lou came to Illinois. But when Lou started beating them, things changed a lot. And it was fascinating to watch the dynamics. One time it was a national game on a Sunday with the auxiliary lights, and it was CBS national game. Everybody's watching this thing, and the Illini come down the court, and they go over and back. They do. But it was 5 seconds later, Bobby goes to half court and starts waving his arm, going over and back. The great Tom Rucker, if people remember that official, blew his whistle 5 seconds later and said, "Over and back."
Yeah.
And Lou Henson was like shot out of a rocket, runs to half court and goes, "Don't let Bobby call it. You can't let Bobby call it." It was something. Anyway, guys, appreciate both of you. We'll talk next Wednesday. Ed, I'm glad you're feeling better. And how can people connect with you, and how can they join your prayer group today at 10?
Yeah, thank you. 10 o'clock Central Time. You know, if you email me, ed@phyllisschlafly.com, I'll make sure to add you, and if you have prayer requests, you can send them to us at 10 o'clock Central Time every Friday at phyllisschlafly.com. And then we're over. phyllisschlafly.com is our website, and at Eagle Ed Martin on Twitter, we're in the fray. You'll see a lot of the stuff we're doing. And thanks, guys. Great to be with
Appreciate
you,
it.
As always.
And Johnny, it was great having you in Philo, Johnny, and I kind of missed you yesterday. I thought you were late for work. I didn't know where you were. So.
Well, I missed Philo already, It's great to be there.
All right.
All right, it's going to be warmer. It's going to be warmer.
Yeah, now. I bet now. Thank you, Brother Johnny. Ed Martin, ESPN 93.5 on the Tappan's Joint phone line. Okay, the news will be next, and then Illinois basketball coach Brad Underwood jumps on with us. So looking forward to talking to Coach.
Go Illini.
Got Eastern Illinois, and the season begins for real.
That's Monday at 7.
Yep, Monday at 7, so getting ready for that. All right, the news will be coming up next. Glad you're listening. Fall back on the clocks 1 hour when you go to bed Saturday night. Fall black. You don't have to change anything because your phone will do it probably. 7:58.
With the leaves and temperatures beginning to fall, it's time to make sure those furnaces are in great running order. Get that furnace tuned up so it doesn't let you down on the cold nights. Dogtown is the people's choice number one HVAC company again in 2023. Ask about the current 0% financing offer on all Lennox high comfort systems and single component units for qualifying applicants. The number's 217-841-4728. Dogtown Heating, Air, and Plumbing, your home's best friend.
Get the roof your home deserves by Roof Doctors, your residential roofing specialist that has always offered the best warranties in the industry, like our non-prorated 50-year warranty. Our customers love that we are family-owned and locally operated. We make our customer needs our top priority. With over 30 years experience and the best customer service, give Roof Doctors a call today for your free estimate at 328-7529. In your community and for your community, Roof Doctors.
When it comes to finding a reliable vehicle, look no further than Sarah Champagne, your trusted automotive destination. They carry a lineup of top brands, including Honda, BMW, Subaru, GMC, and Buick. And they're not just about cars, they're about people. Their team is dedicated to providing you with trustworthy service and dependable vehicles that fit your lifestyle. Experience the difference at Sarah Champagne. Visit Sarah, S-E-R-R-A, Champagne.com. Kelsey Furniture in downtown Tuscola sells Tempur-Pedic beds. What's it like?
I'm going to tell you right now, Stevie, that thing is the best thing I've ever slept on in my life. My wife and I both have said we've never had better night's sleep. And the people at Kelsey's were fantastic. Brian is the guy that helped us. You know, as much as I did my research, he has a world of knowledge about beds themselves. Oh, man, it's like sleeping on a cloud, man.
Kelsey Furniture, downtown Tuscola.
Habitat for Humanity of Champaign County has been bringing people together to build homes, communities, and hope since 1991. To date, Habitat of Champaign has built 118 homes, but the need for safe, decent, and affordable housing is greater than ever. When you donate your time or money to Habitat or make a purchase from the Habitat Restore, you are empowering local families and helping them achieve the strength, stability, and self-reliance they need to build a bright future for themselves. For more information about Habitat for Humanity of Champaign, please visit